at the time, I mean, I haven't always believed in Bigfoot. So at the time I thought, oh, it must be a hunter that's 9 feet tall. And I'm 22, 23, and my parents still live in Michigan. And so I was visiting them and was in the woods with their dog and was coming out of the woods, and they have like this path in the woods, and they're on 50 acres. And so half of it is woods, half of it is field. And I'm coming out, and the dog like just stopped all of a sudden.
All right, welcome back to Blurry Creatures. This is another members episode.
Yes, it is. So thank you to all our members, gold, silver, all of the above. We're grateful for you guys and your support of the show, what Nate and I are doing here. And this is the extra content we want to bring you, so this should be a fun one today, Nate.
Oh, yeah. We get a lot of emails, but sometimes some just stick out in the crowd, and we think there's something weird there. But one of our listeners, Amy, she had some multiple experiences. When you have multiple experiences, it's always interesting to kind of like, what is the weird paranormal stuff follow some people?
Right. Yeah. And it's like some people are kind of like an electromagnet for the blurry. And I think Amy is one of those people. So it's going to be super cool to talk everything from UFOs to Bigfoot, dinosaurs, and some other super weird things we're going to get into. So
yeah. And we love it. If you've seen a creature out there and you've had a unique experience, hit us up, blurrycreaturespodcast@gmail.com or at blurrycreatures on all the social media channels. Send us your story. Maybe we'll have you on the show and talk about it. We can do a members episode. The members area is growing. We've got a huge group of people who sponsor the show. And like Luke said, we can't say thank you enough for those who sponsor the show. This is bonus content. We try to put out at least a couple extra episodes a month, sometimes once a week. Just depends on how busy we are, but lately things have been exploding. We're trying to record more bonus content for you, so thanks for being patient. And this is a cool one. This is just like several experiences that our members have been delivering a lot of good stories, Luke. Like,
that's right.
And that's the cool thing. We have a great community. You can join the Discord chat, Facebook chat, Telegram.
Yep.
We do members chats once a month. We got to get one for this month coming up. But you can hang out with us, tell us your stories, and just enjoy the community. So,
right. Find your tribe.
Find your tribe.
For us, we found our tribe here. Right.
That's right. But blurrycreatures.com/members, become a member of the show. You get to hear this one, and we got probably 20 some other unreleased episodes out there already. So
that's right.
Getting crazy.
Get your hair tips right here.
Right here. Well, Amy saw a Bigfoot, so she's going to tell her story about seeing Sasquatch close up and personal. Reach out and touch Squatch. Right?
I know where you're going there.
Is that an 80s commercial?
There's someone reach out and touch.
Reach out and touch me. It's like an 80s commercial for like...
Dude, I'm trying to... Yeah, I can't. It's like MCI, maybe. Remember MCI?
Reach out and touch someone.
That was 80s. I think that's probably not super appropriate anymore.
Well, thanks for everyone who sponsors the show. We can't say thanks enough. It's become something crazier than we ever thought possible. You guys are the best, and this is how we do it here on the podcast, memberships. And we're trekking. We're trucking. We're going.
That's right. Not backing down.
Stay blurry.
Indeed, indeed.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey. The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern-day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop is just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.